Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're taking a deep dive into, the heart of Denver, Cherry Creek, Colorado. We're going to be talking about the Cherry Creek West development and all the ripple effects that that might have, especially on the local economy. We'll also be talking about some potential downsides, like the traffic headaches for residents now. I was looking at numbers the other day, and between 2020 and 2023, Cherry Creek added almost 250,000 square feet of office space. That's across four new projects. And there's even more on the way. Four more buildings are going to be done between 2024 and 2025, and that will add another 360,000 square feet. That's a lot of development. To help us talk about all this, we have an expert in urban development and economic trends. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's really interesting to see how Cherry Creek is poised for even more growth. It's already a major economic hub. The Cherry Creek Alliance advocates for the business community, and they have some pretty insightful data.
Well, I bet. What are some of the things that really stuck out to you?
Well, their report really highlights just how much economic activity there is in Cherry Creek. It's home to almost 1,800 businesses, so it's a really significant employer for the whole region. But here's the really interesting thing. Cherry Creek attracts something like 14.2 million visitors every year.
Wow. 14.2 million. That's incredible. That's more than some cities. It's no wonder that developers are trying to get in on the action. With so many visitors, I can definitely see why businesses would be attracted to the area. So let's talk about some of these new upcoming projects.
Sure. One that really stands out is Cleeton Lane. It's going to be a mixed-use development. It will have 482 apartment units and over 126,000 square feet of retail space.
Wow, that's massive. That's going to really change that whole area. But I think the real game changer is going to be Cherry Creek West. This 13-acre development has been getting a lot of buzz. It's not just offices. It sounds like a total overhaul, retail, residential, and more. What do you think about the impact this will have, especially on the economy?
Well, Cherry Creek West is certainly an ambitious project. It has the potential to attract new businesses, create jobs, and generate a lot more tax revenue for the city. And all the new residents moving into these new apartments, they're going to be spending money in the local economy. But there are some potential challenges, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I bet the current residents aren't super happy about the thought of years of construction and all the traffic that's going to come with it.
That's definitely a big concern. They're going to have to come up with some pretty good traffic mitigation strategies, because if it's not managed well, it could actually hurt the local economy that they're trying to help.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, if it gets too hard to get around, people might just stop coming to Cherry Creek altogether.
Exactly. It's a delicate balancing act.
It sounds like it. A real high-stakes game. So let's talk more about some of these concerns.
Sure. One of the biggest concerns is the amount of new office space. I mean, with all the construction that's already happening. And then adding on Cherry Creek West, it's reasonable to wonder if there's even going to be enough demand to fill it all.
That's a good point. And if they can find enough businesses, what kind of businesses are we talking about? I mean, is Cherry Creek going to change?
Yeah, that's a critical question. Right now, Cherry Creek attracts a lot of high-end businesses, you know, financial firms, tech companies, that sort of thing. And they're drawn to the area because it has a very upscale image and a very affluent customer base.
So it sounds like Cherry Creek West is only going to accelerate that trend. What does that mean for the businesses that are already there? Can they keep up?
That's a big question. Some businesses might do very well alongside the new companies, but others might have a difficult time. And let's not forget about the residential side of things. There are projects like the one on South Steel Street, which is going to add 450 new housing units. That's going to further complicate the situation.
That's right. And since property values in Cherry Creek are already so high, what's going to happen to affordability? Is this all just going to lead to even more luxury housing and push prices even further out of reach for most people?
It's definitely a possibility. We're seeing this happen in other rapidly developing urban areas where an influx of high-end housing can make it even harder for people to afford to live there.
It sounds like Cherry Creek is at a crossroads with some great opportunities for economic growth, but also some potential problems.
That's exactly right. And that's why it's so important to carefully think about all of these different factors.
Yeah, and it's not all about just the numbers. We need to think about the people who actually live in Cherry Creek. Mm-hmm. How is this going to affect their lives?
That's such a good point. Cherry Creek has such a distinct character, a certain charm. Is all that just going to get lost with all this construction? I mean, what will it even mean to live in Cherry Creek if it becomes all businesses and tourists?
Yeah, that's a really valid concern. The Cherry Creek Alliance actually talks about this in their report. They say it's really important to maintain that village-like atmosphere. They suggest focusing on designs that go well with the existing architecture, not just building the same generic stuff you see everywhere else. So more like, think less skyscrapers and more buildings that blend in with what's already there.
Exactly. The report even suggests adding things like public art and green spaces to make the whole area more inviting, more pedestrian friendly. It's all about keeping those elements that make Cherry Creek unique.
It sounds like they're really trying to avoid the mistakes that other places have made and make sure that Cherry Creek keeps its identity.
Right. And it goes beyond just how things look. It's about fostering a sense of community. The report highlights the importance of public spaces, places where residents can gather and connect.
Like parks,
Right.
plazas, maybe even community gardens.
Exactly. Places that prioritize people, not just cars. That will help people feel like they belong, like they're part of something, especially with all these new people moving in.
Yeah, it must be tough to keep that close-knit feeling when there's so many newcomers.
It is. The success of Cherry Creek West really depends on integrating those new residents, getting them to be part of the community, encourage them to go to local events, support local businesses, all that.
So it's not just about building new buildings, it's about building connections too. It seems like the Cherry Creek Alliance knows that a strong community is what really matters.
Exactly. And that brings up another important point. What's going to happen to the existing businesses?
Right. Will small businesses be able to compete with all these new companies coming in?
It's a very real concern. There's always that risk that some businesses will get pushed out when there's a lot of development. The report suggests that the city could find ways to support those businesses.
Like maybe give them some help with marketing and advertising, help them adjust to all the changes.
Exactly. They also recommend that developers should include space for local businesses in their new projects. That way, everyone can benefit from the increased foot traffic.
It's a smart idea. It would create a much more diverse and interesting environment instead of just getting rid of all the businesses that have been here for years.
Right. It's about finding that balance and creating a sustainable environment for everyone.
Yeah. And we can't forget about the visitors who bring so much money to the economy. What about them? How will all this development affect their experience?
The report emphasizes the need to make it easier for visitors to get around and to find parking.
Because with all this development and all the traffic, it's probably going to be really tough to get around.
Yeah, exactly. They suggest adding more public transportation options, make the streets more pedestrian friendly, and have better signs. The goal is to make it easy and enjoyable for visitors to experience everything that Cherry Creek has to offer.
But with all these changes, do you think Cherry Creek can avoid becoming just another boring shopping mall?
Yeah.
How can they keep that unique appeal that makes people want to come here?
That's where the focus on local businesses and community character comes in. They encourage the city to curate a mix of businesses, something that fits with Cherry Creek's existing vibe, while also bringing in some new and exciting options.
So a good mix of big name stores and local boutiques,
Yeah.
fancy restaurants and little cafes.
Exactly. Give people a variety of choices and something for everyone.
Speaking of variety, how are they going to pay for all this? I mean, it must cost a fortune.
You're right. Big projects like this usually need a combination of private investment and public funding. The report suggests looking into things like tax increment financing and public-private partnerships.
I bet that raises some concerns about transparency and accountability. I mean, how can the city make sure that the money is being spent responsibly and that these developments are actually going to help the whole community?
Yeah, transparency is definitely key. The report recommends setting clear rules for public investment. Things like doing thorough cost-benefit analyses and getting input from the community. They also say it's important to have ongoing oversight to make sure that projects stay on budget and meet their goals.
It sounds like they're really trying to strike a balance between the economic benefits of development
Yeah.
and the needs and concerns of the people who live here.
Exactly. The Cherry Creek Alliance acknowledges that economic growth is important, but it shouldn't come at the cost of ruining the neighborhood or hurting its residents.
It's a tough balancing act. But the report sounds like a good plan for dealing with these challenges and for creating a future for Cherry Creek that's both prosperous and sustainable.
Yeah, I think so too. And it all comes back to community engagement. The success of these developments really depends on getting the residents involved every step of the way.
So making sure that people have a say, that they feel heard, and that their concerns are taken seriously.
Exactly. Ultimately, the future of Cherry Creek depends on everyone working together, being open and honest, and having a shared commitment to making this community thrive.
We've covered a lot, from the economic side of things to the impact on residents and how to balance progress and preservation. But let's change gears for a bit and talk about something we mentioned earlier, the environmental impact of all this development.
Yeah, that's a big one. All this development is definitely going to have an environmental footprint, from the construction process itself to the added traffic and energy consumption.
So what are they doing to try to minimize these impacts? Are developers and city planners taking this seriously?
Absolutely. The report really emphasizes the importance of green building practices, things like getting LEED certification, which promotes using sustainable materials and making buildings energy efficient.
That's good to hear. But what about the existing infrastructure? Can Cherry Creek's water and sewer systems handle all these new people and businesses?
That's a good question. The report acknowledges that they're going to need to upgrade some things to support all the new growth. They recommend investing in better water and sewer systems, as well as improving public transportation and making it easier for people to walk and bike so that people aren't so reliant on cars.
So it's not just about building new stuff. It's about making sure that everything else can keep up.
Exactly. It's about looking at the big picture, thinking about the long-term environmental impact, and doing everything they can to minimize any negative effects.
This makes me wonder about oversight. How can the city be sure the developers are actually going to do what they say?
That's where good regulations and enforcement come in. The report recommends setting clear environmental standards for all new projects and having ways to monitor those projects and hold developers accountable if they don't follow through.
It seems like they're really committed to making sustainability a top priority for Cherry Creek.
I think so. They understand that you can have economic growth and still be responsible about the environment. The two aren't mutually exclusive.
We've talked about the economic aspects, the social aspects, and the environmental aspects of all these developments. It's clear that Cherry Creek is at a turning point, with lots of potential for success, but also some big challenges.
Exactly. The big question is, can Cherry Creek keep its unique character? Or will it just become another generic city center?
It's a question that only time will answer. But the next few years are going to be crucial for Cherry Creek.
They are. And the decisions they make now will determine what Cherry Creek looks like for decades to come. And this isn't just about Cherry Creek. This is happening all over the world. Cities everywhere are struggling with how to grow, while also keeping the things that make them special. How do you create a city that's vibrant and exciting, but also fair and sustainable? These are questions we're all going to have to keep asking ourselves.
And that's why it's so important to talk about these issues, to think about them from different angles, and to try to come up with solutions that work for everyone, because the future of our cities depends on it.
Okay, so we've talked about the big picture, but let's get a little more specific. What are some things that developers and city planners and residents can do to make sure that Cherry Creek comes out of this period of growth even better than before?
That's a great question. And I think it's going to take a really collaborative effort. Everyone has a role to play.
Let's start with developers. They're the ones actually doing the building. So what's their responsibility in all this? Well, developers have a lot of power. I mean, their decisions are going to affect Cherry Creek for a long time. So it's not just about making money. It's about building in a way that benefits everyone.
So it's more than just putting up a fancy building.
Definitely. Developers need to think about the long-term impact of their projects on the community, on the environment. That means using green building practices, preserving green spaces, and designing buildings that fit in with Cherry Creek's unique style.
So they have a chance to make a real difference, not just put up another concrete jungle.
Exactly. And it's not just about the buildings themselves. They can also create spaces for the community within their developments, like plazas, little parks, maybe even community gardens, places where people can come together.
Those are some great ideas. And what about the city planners? What can they do to help guide this growth in a good direction?
City planners have a really important job. They're the ones who decide which projects get approved.
Right.
So they need to make sure that any new development is actually good for Cherry Creek, that it adds to its character, not takes away from it.
So they need to think about zoning, traffic, infrastructure, all that stuff.
Absolutely. They need to be proactive, not reactive. Think ahead about the challenges and come up with solutions, like investing in public transportation, making it easier to bike and walk around, to reduce traffic congestion.
That sounds like a pretty tough balancing act, trying to manage growth while still protecting the community and the environment.
It is. But if they do it right, Cherry Creek can have a really bright future.
And it's not just up to the developers and the city planners, residents have a role to play too, right?
Definitely. They're the ones who live here, so their voices need to be heard.
So what can they do?
They need to be involved, go to community meetings, speak up about their concerns, hold people accountable. Don't be afraid to ask tough questions.
So basically, be informed, be engaged, be proactive.
Exactly. And understand that change is going to happen. But if everyone works together and communicates openly, then they can make sure that Cherry Creek changes for the better.
That's a great point. So as Cherry Creek goes through all these changes, it's really going to take a team effort to make sure it's successful.
It really is.
Developers, city planners, residents, everyone needs to work together to create a future for Cherry Creek that's prosperous, but also preserves the things that make it so special.
I completely agree. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want you to imagine something. Picture yourself walking down Fillmore Street 10 years from now. What do you see? What do you feel? What kind of place has Cherry Creek become?
It's a powerful image because it reminds us that the future isn't set in stone. We all have a hand in shaping it through the choices we make, the actions we take, and the way we work together. So thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Cherry Creek. It's a fascinating time for this neighborhood. And we'll be sure to keep you updated on how things unfold. We'll be back next time with another deep dive into a topic that's shaping our world. Until then, thanks for listening.